As an artist, I get a lot of the same questions.
How long have you been drawing? What materials do you use?
A lot of new creators spend so much time wanting to learn the technical, but I always wondered, what about the mental? Art block, imposter syndrome, pencil paralysis. Why are these the things that tend to fall on the back burner? Well, I'm Ashley Cassaday, a digital artist and illustrator that spends way too much time in her own head asking about these things. So I figured I would invite everyone along to keep me company as we chat about these topics that aren't touched on enough in the art community. Because let's be real, us artists have some of the quirkiest personalities, in the best way. So I invite you to grab a cup of coffee and your sketchbook and sit back and relax as we hash it all out together. This is The Anxious Artist.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the next episode of the Anxious Artist Podcast. I'm here by myself today, and partially that is because we have a listener inquiry or question, and this is actually from someone I know, and she had a two-part question. So this is going to be a shorter episode today since I'm flying solo, but we have two topics to cover, so two for the price of one. Lucky day. So she messaged me, and this is what the first thing that she asked was. I was wondering if maybe in the future you have an episode about being an artist without an art degree. And oh, this can be a loaded topic because there is so much controversy over, I don't want to say like just art degrees, but just art school in general. And I know that's not exactly what she asked, but you know, a lot of people, especially people who are young, for example, at my school that I teach at, I had a senior and he was asking me about, you know, his best route for when he went to college and he wanted to go to an art school and he was asking for suggestions. And this is what I told him. I told him obviously to do what's best for him, but art school is kind of a waste depending on the school. And also to the fact that art school is so, so, so expensive. It's a trade school and, you know, there's some art schools that are great and are really good pathways to getting really great opportunities in the corporate art world. But ultimately, you know, we're talking about like $100K plus for school and like student loans, guys, like that's crazy. So I myself have an art degree. I did not go to an art school. I went to a standard university and I have a Bachelor of Arts in, God, I don't even remember exactly what the label was because I hopped around a lot in college, y'all. I wanted to do animation. I knew that. Like in high school, I knew I wanted to like, at the time, I wanted to like work for animation companies and just draw characters and move them around, all of that stuff, or just paint them. And so my school did not have an animation program. So I started with graphic design because that was the closest thing to digital art. Well, I took my first graphic design class, which was typography, and I hated it. Then I switched over to film, which that's what animation was rolled into. We did have animation classes, which was under the film degree. So I was on the film track for a while. And I took like screenwriting and film one and, you know, I can't remember the name of it, but it was a class where we literally just watched movies and documentaries and wrote about them. And then after a certain amount of time, I hated that too. And as I mentioned before, I didn't even get to focus on concept art for animation and games until my last year and a half of school, until I finally graduated and got my degree. Do I regret going to college? No, because, you know, it kept me busy for a while and it helped me to kind of figure and navigate some things. But however, one thing I noticed as I've gotten older is a lot of the things that I learned in college from an artistic perspective, especially in concept art and animation or digital painting, whatever you want to do, I could literally relearn that all again online. And I have read so many articles. You know, I'm a millennial and I've read so many articles about how a lot of millennials and younger people are not wanting to go to college because they're realizing, number one, how expensive it is. Number two, depending on the degree, how much of a waste of time it is. And number three, how they are able to figure out how to make other sources of income without a degree. So from an artistic perspective, there are plenty of ways to be monetarily successful as an artist without a degree. Like, there are Twitch streamers, there's YouTubers, there are people who create content for Gumroad, like tutorials or brush packs. There are people who do mentorships. Like one of my good art friends, Nick Hagialis, he has an art mentorship program and like art education stuff that he puts out. And Grant, do you necessarily need an art degree for any of those things? No. Now, the other thing, if you want to work in a gaming studio or an animation studio, do you need an art degree then? Maybe, but the larger percentage is going to be no, and here's why. And if someone might debate me on this, however, because when it comes down to applying, let's say if you are wanting to work in a gaming studio or animation, you know, having a degree does help, but I do not think that that is the meat and potatoes of what you need to be putting forward when applying to one of these companies. Because even if you have a degree in animation, you need to prove that you can animate or draw or paint or whatever. And that is shown through your portfolio. So ultimately, most of these companies, they're going to be looking at your portfolio first. And giving you an art test first to prove that you are, you know, you're not a one-trick pony and you can actually do the job. And if you have a degree, that's great. Now, if you are going into gaming, which includes like coding and all that stuff, those are still things you can learn without a degree, but that might be something that might be beneficial to have a degree for. However, the bottom line is if you're just wanting to draw, paint, whatever, you do not necessarily have to have a degree in art to be a successful artist, and no matter what field you're going into. And I think that it's important to also just scale back a little bit and think, you know, from a long-term perspective, because that was another thing that I've researched and seen a lot of is, I can't remember what article it was from, but I remember reading an article once where they were saying that 85% of college graduates, they go into fields or jobs that are not 100% relevant to their degree. So for example, I'm a prime example. My degree is in, God forbid, whatever it was. I think it was a major in drawing, a minor in film. And, you know, I did get a job outside of college with that, but I didn't stick with that job for very long. And now I'm teaching. Do I have a degree in teaching? No, but I'm teaching art. I found a way to make it work. And this is all on a case-by-case basis. And also something to disclaim too, I want to put out there is, I am not saying to not go to college. I'm not saying that you should or should not go to school, whatever. I'm definitely a believer in, you know, this is my logic. I know there's people that are not wild about going to college, and college doesn't work for them. And I think that's okay. However, there's a very big catch-22 that people need to realize is, you're either going to A, go to college and work your butt off in order to get your degree and graduate, or you are not going to go to college and still work your butt off just to get a stable career without a degree. So you need to realize that if you are wanting to pursue art professionally, whether you have a degree or not, the ultimate thing is you got to put in the work. And it can be daunting. It can be scary. I mean, I had a lot of my struggles with it, and I learned the hard way, you know, growing up working in the corporate world, then doing my own stuff. But the ultimate thing is, if you want to be a professional artist, you got to do the work. You got to put in the hours to create art, create a stable portfolio, and be open-minded. Keep learning. You know, just because, and even if you do achieve that career you want, don't stop progressing with learning your craft. And that's kind of a thing too, is there's so many resources online now for bettering your art career and your technical skills that are so much cheaper than college. So, you know, there's YouTube videos, there are mentorships with professionals from the industry. So like there's programs like CGMA or Schoolism. There's just so much online that we have access to now versus 10 plus years ago in order to better our careers in the art world. And so having an art degree, I do not believe that that is, you need it. That is my personal opinion. Now, however, you know, there are some ways that if you do want to go to college, you know, this is just a suggestion that I heard. This is not, does not have to be done. But for example, I have an artist friend and she graduated from the same school as me. Very talented artist. And actually I'll mention her here. Her name is Carrie Rudiger. If you don't know of her, go ahead and look her up. But I remember she told me once, like I asked her, do you have an art degree? And she said, no, I do not. I went to school and I got a business degree. And I believe she got art as a minor because what she told me was that she wanted to focus on, she wanted to have time to focus on her art and her craft. And she went with a business degree because it was something easier to digest through her college career. And, you know, thinking on what she said, I thought how smart that was because as artists, this is the other big thing too, is like artists, we wear a lot of hats. We're not just artists. We're marketers. We are brand makers. We are publishers. We are, you know, we're networkers. We do so many things in order to better our art career that we wouldn't have to necessarily do if we worked in a company, especially if you're wanting to work independently. So I thought that was so smart how she got a business degree and then, you know, focused on her art on the side because that's very, you know, you're learning things that you don't really think about the first time you're wanting to do art professionally in whatever capacity that you're aiming for, because those are definitely things that you need to take into account. So to wrap up this first question, you know, do you need an art degree to be a successful artist? No, you do not. But you got to make sure that you put in the work, you have the drive, and you are honest with yourself of what you want out of your art career. I have another inquiry from her, and this one is a little bit relevant to what we just talked about, but she also asked, what about being an artist later in life? Well, okay, so is it okay to become an artist later in life? Abso-freaking-lutely. And so here's where I come from on that. You know, it's never too late to start something. I know when we're young, we get so daunted by, you know, oh, well, I need to have, quote unquote, this degree to pursue this career and to do this job and blah, 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 blah. And there are some professional careers or things that, you know, it probably is best to start earlier so that way it can pay off later. But being an artist, you can be an artist later in life. Absolutely. Whether you're a hobby, wanting to do it as a hobby or professionally, again, it kind of goes back to what I said before, is you need to put in the work. And kind of relevant to this, I'm reading a really good book right now that is kind of relevant to this whole concept of pursuing things later in life or just in general. And it's called, if you want to check it out, it's called Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. And it's called Creative Living Beyond Fear. And it doesn't specifically talk just about artists, but the concept of this book is basically finding a way to not let our fear hold us back from pursuing new things in our lives that could bring us joy and enlightenment and, you know, new experiences. And in the first chapter or first section of the book, she talks about a person she knows. A woman who, when she was younger, like back in this woman, when she was in middle school, you know, she pursued ice skating. She loved to skate and, you know, she did it for fun and it brought her so much joy. But once as she hit adolescence, you know, it was starting to get to the point where it's like, okay, well, if I'm going to skate, you know, I need to skate professionally, or like, you know, like the way she puts it is that they're plucked off from the litter and sent off to be Olympic champions. And so obviously this girl was not up to the challenge for that. And so she let ice skating go. Well, 30, 40 years later, she got in her middle age, and like she decided that one day she wanted to pick it up again. And even she thought she had given up this passion of hers when she was younger, and she revisited it when it was later in her life. And it now brings this woman so much joy. Like, she gets up every day and she skates for like an hour and a half before she goes to work, and she enjoys it. And the big thing with that is there's no limitation with her age. She's doing something that she loves. So taking this concept of becoming an artist later in life, if you want to pursue something, you know, whether you have experience in it or not, absolutely do it. Because I think there's a lot of pressure on ourselves that when we want to try something new or experience something, that anxiety, there's that key word, our anxiety holds us back because we're afraid of, you know, being judged by people. We're afraid of messing up. We're afraid of, you know, failing or not being good enough. And this book that I've been reading, Big Magic, is a very fantastic, it covers a lot of that. So becoming an artist later in life, I think it's totally okay to do that. And, you know, that now granted, but again, it's up to you how much work you're going to put in depending on what you want to achieve as an artist. And granted, another thing too, and I found out recently, you know, if you're wanting to pursue art professionally, like as an animator or whatnot, I found out recently, so there's an artist I know of. He's a very well-known visual development artist for Marvel and Disney. His name is Ryan Lang. And I remember recently seeing, he posted, he said, "I didn't get into the animation industry until I was 30 years old," and which means do not give up on what you want to do, because you never know when it'll come. And I thought that was so cool to hear, because especially when we're younger, we get impatient, and I was guilty of this. Our anxiety tells us, oh, well, we need to achieve this now. We need to have this career established now so we can build it and blah, 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 blah. But that's not how the world works. And I think that's just society telling us, like, you know, okay, you get the job, you progress in the job, you get better, and, you know, you move up and you make more money until retirement. And I'm like, you know, thinking on it, that's so boring, you know? So pursuing things later in life, whether you're a newbie or not, there's no one, if anybody's going to judge you about trying something new, then that's their problem. And that comes from a place of insecurity on their part, because it's not about them. It's about you. So if you want to become an artist later in life and you want to pursue that, whether as a hobby or professionally, go for it. You need to tell your anxiety to shut up and go for it, because, you know, the worst that can happen being an artist, especially if you're starting out, is what? You're going to draw something that may not turn out perfectly. That's a very small piece of the pie, because again, I work professionally as an artist and I do that every single day. So don't be daunted by that, the fact that if you're wanting to be an artist later in life, there's no limitations there. And it's really important. The key thing is, you know, do what makes you happy. You know, if starting to go to conventions and selling artwork makes you happy, do it. If just like, you know, drawing or sketching in a little sketchbook, like out in the park, you know, once or twice a week makes you happy, do that. There's no rules. There's no limitations of what kind of artist you can become. But, you know, you have to give yourself the space, though, however, especially if you want that to grow, to let yourself grow in that field, because you never know what might happen. You never know, like maybe you're pursuing art as a hobby and you find out that people are asking you later on that they want to buy prints of your art, and that might not have been something you considered before. So don't close off doors for yourself just because of how old you are, or if you have a degree in that field or not. The whole summary, I think, of this episode to convey is, you know, it's never too late to start anything, no matter what age you are, what degree you have, and what you want to pursue creatively. I think the only fields where those kind of rules do apply is if you wanted to go into something like a medical career or engineering, you know, things that are not normally on the creative side of things. But if you want to do things for fun, that's the whole part of life is experiencing new things, trying new things that help you grow and give you some, bring some happiness to your life. So I hope that this episode was a little bit enlightening. You know, and that's kind of my rant on that issue. And I'm sure I could definitely bounce this idea off of some other friends going forward. But, you know, guys, just do what you love. That's all it is. And, you know, don't put super high expectations on yourself. It's kind of like what I mentioned in a previous episode is bring yourself back to where you were when you were a kid. And you just tried things to enjoy things without any expectations or, you know, like, or boundaries for yourself. Like, just do it. Like, I'm the Shia LaBeouf here. Like, just do it. Like, because, you know, it's going to make things a lot more enjoyable for you. And you'll find out that it'll help you grow, not just creatively, but mentally too. So thank you guys for joining today. I hope you enjoyed my little 20-minute rant. And if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to give a 5-star rating, and I will catch you guys on the next one. Bye-bye. Thanks again for tuning in to the Anxious Artist Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to drop a 5-star rating or review on iTunes so we can reach more thought-riddled creatives like you around the world. Also, have a question or topic that you want us to chat about? Shoot it my way to ashleycassidyart@gmail.com, and we may get to it on a future episode. As always, I so appreciate you stopping by, and I'll make sure to catch you guys on the next one. Stay artsy, my friends.